Let's head to Perth, though, because this afternoon from 4 o'clock, World's Rowie and Mark Bickley, your only local, passionate, super excited team calling this game, Fremantle take on the Adelaide Crows.
And one man, of our favourites.
Oh, he's a Sunday Rush regular, and he would have just had to hold Riley O'Brien down this week because he'd be just jumping out of his skin. Dr. Matthew Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
Yes, well, I agree that the vet profession is a pretty good one, but yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend taking yourself along there on a regular
Matthew,
basis.
3 years and no one could fix it, and this bloke did it in 2 weeks.
The results speak for themselves.
Exactly. So have a look at Sam Jacobs' ankle, will you?
We'll see if we can get it right by next week.
No, but you'd be pretty confident with Riley O'Brien today as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so it's a great challenge for him, obviously. Yeah, he's going to come up against, obviously the form ruckman of the last decade, I guess, in terms of Sandilands. He's obviously just one back, having had a long layoff. But, it'll be a great challenge, and it'll be important that he performs well because, they've got a strong midfield, and that can be pivotal in any game.
I know this has been a long-running question, Matthew, because Aaron Sandilands is a giant. So what do you tell a young ruckman? What's the and what do you tell the midfielders? Because I mean, let's be real, the bloke is enormous.
Yeah, so as I said, he is one back. So his form last week was solid without being outstanding. Mm-hmm. He actually split his time, sort of 50-50. Took a lot of centre bounces, but then pushed forward. And Zach Clark took a number of probably as I said, about 50-50 around the ground stoppages. So it's a contrast. They're both one's more of a leaper and agile, and then obviously Aaron just, that great size that he's got. So the capacity to be reasonably flexible in your thinking throughout the course of the game is going to be important.
But in terms of Sandilands, you're compelled to how you ruck him in the centre circle. What's the strategy at boundary throw-ins when you've got that big frame and, the umpires say you've got to be a metre apart? And all that? What's the strategy
Well,
there?
In some respects, the metre can be to your advantage because it doesn't allow him to immediately lock you down, but equally, it doesn't give you the capacity to once you do get it, to get that dominant spot early and then just hold. So, but essentially, what you're doing is, trying to treat him as any other opponent and play to your strength. In this case, Riley's probably got him for mobility and agility, so he needs to bring that to the fore. But often, it's a matter of sort of staying calm because you can. It's one of those opponents where you can do everything right and still get beaten. So, and in some cases, when that happens, you think, oh, well, I have to change something. But actually, in often, it's just a matter of not doing everything right again the next time and having that belief that over the journey, you'll get your share. So, as I said, a great challenge. And he is really looking forward to it. So we'll see how he goes.
So what about your midfielders when they have to work to a new ruckman and also possibly to a losing ruckman?
Last week, obviously, a good lead-in. In the centre bounce, for instance, Archie Smith had a really good leap and was able to get over Riley, probably more often than not. But we were still able to, compete really well at ground level. So, you go into every game hoping that your ruckman's going to give you really good service, but also you've got to have a balanced approach so that for the ones that he doesn't get, you've got contingency. So that's, a really similar approach. I guess you just look at the percentages and say, well, maybe this opponent will be getting slightly more than we will, so that's okay.
Everyone woke up well?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day over here in Perth. We've got low 20s, so that should be a good day for footy. And while it's the twilight game in the eastern states, it's sort of regulation time over here. So
how many did you take?
Should be a good game. Sorry, mate?
How many did you take?
23? Just an extra one. Just an extra one. That's pretty standard protocol for our away trips.
We know that Dom Pike doesn't look at the ladder, Matthew.
The ladder.
So you need to tell him. Sides 3-7 are all on 56 points.
Yeah, well, I think I was talking to you guys about a month or a couple of weeks ago. I was falling into that trap, but it's so close and there's going to be so many variations and permutations before the end of the season. There's no real value from a coaching perspective. Let's just play our remaining three games perform as well as we can, and then we get a week and a half to reassess leading into the finals.
Now, Matthew, everyone's got an opinion in this game. That's what we love about it. Everyone has a thought. Jude Bolton, who has played a few games of AFL footy and gone through a few finals campaigns.
He's a reasonable player.
Now, he's in the same stable as Josh Jenkins writing for ESPN Sport, and he's asking the question, is Adelaide in danger of enjoying a soft run into the finals? Is that a, how do you deal against that sort of complacency or being misguided by massive results on the footy field leading into September?
Yes, it's obviously the last 2 weeks we've played, you know, teams that have been down the bottom of the ladder. We've had really strong wins, so that's pleasing. But there's no doubt that, you know, those games potentially won't have the intensity that the coming three and then obviously the finals beyond will have. But I think starting today, I think the last three games will be high-pressure, intense games of footy. I don't think there's any danger of that. So, you know, in terms of our lead-in, I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be good preparation. And obviously we saw West Coast, you know, come back and have a great win yesterday. So that's going to be our final game going into the finals as well. So I think, you know, a showdown next weekend, Frio over here on the back of, you know, a rough season, but some improved form over the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks and getting some of their, you know, their recognised players back. It's going to be a good challenge. So, you know, first and foremost, we've got to, as, you know, as you alluded to, we've got to make sure we keep producing in order to, you know, get ourselves into the best possible position. But then, equally, you know, having good preparation leading into the finals is important. You want to play good standard footy so that you go in with confidence.
What's asked of you as assistant coaches to keep an eye out for those, you know, sort of things that you don't want to be seeing into a team when they're winning by 100 plus points? You know, those bad habits that can adapt.
Yeah, well, as I say, pleasingly over the last fortnight, we've had, you know, two really good wins, and throughout those games, we've just adhered to the, you know, the principles that we've sort of put in place from pre-season, really. So ultimately, you're responsible for your own performance. You know, what the opposition serve up is their business. So we, you know, we look at how we're going about it. At times, you have to acknowledge, you know, an opponent that brings a great level. But ultimately, you know, you're responsible for your standards. So that's the thing that we drive. And pleasingly, that really the players are driving that, you know, mostly on most occasions.
What's your read on Fremantle?
Yeah, so they've had a, you know, they've had a really challenging season. You look at their team on paper and, you know, Michael Johnson and Fife are out. Then they haven't picked Subin. But if you look beyond those three, you'd say, well, they've got Barlow, I guess. But they've got they've got a good core of really good players, particularly through that midfield band. You know, Lockie Neal's season has been outstanding. You know, Mundy's back and in pretty good nick as well. So they've got the core there. Obviously, they're playing some younger guys down back at the moment. So our challenge is to get the ball forward and to put those guys under genuine pressure. So, but no, we expect that they'll be at the level that Fremantle can bring, and you know, their home track is an advantage for them.
And an interesting bit here, you could get two wins in Perth for the first time in club history.
Is that right? Well, there you go. Yeah. A piece of history.
But how's that? probably ensure that you don't go back to Perth again this year either.
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah, no, but look, wasn't aware of that piece of history, but that'd be a good little fillip for the club.
That's amazing, really, when you consider how strong the Crows have been over such a long time.
Yeah,
you wouldn't do that.
It is renowned as a very difficult road trip, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, no, the ground is slightly different, and I guess the flip side of, you know, the Crows have been a strong side, but equally, you know, the West Coast Eagles' form has been pretty good, and then over the last 4 or 5 years, Fremantle's form has been pretty strong. So an even competition. It'd be nice if we can get that little bit of history, but I don't think it'll be the overarching goal today.
Is there been a bit of advice for Mitch McGovern about how to play this game? Is the bigger ground going to help him as well?
Yeah, so Mitch obviously had the opportunity to sort of freshen up a little last week. He's had a great first AFL season, and I think he'll be better for that. But you know, he'll no worries on this ground in terms of his athletic capacity. He runs really well. He's got speed, so he'll add to our group today. And no, I don't think the ground will be a major issue for him.
No, I meant more in the sense the ground will actually help him, you know, give him more space to work in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, good. Very good, Matthew.
Great to have you on as always, Doc. Good luck today. We'll be calling that game from 4 o'clock, and no doubt you would have had a little wry smile as Nick Nat just took one out of the ruck and kicked the winning goal, a la you in your career years gone by. Thanks, Doc.
There you go. Hello.
And tell Andrew Potter to move aside and just take care of Sam Jacobs' ankle yourself.
The great Matthew Clark joining us from Perth, 4 o'clock. David Wilde, Stephen Rowe, Mark Bickley. Never won two games in Perth in the same year. Adelaide, chance to do so today. Have not beaten Fremantle in Perth since 2012.
Well, they have been an impressive side until this year, Fremantle, haven't they?
Big game.